Eddie, what sort of statement did Kell Brook put out tonight with the emphatic win?
A big statement. It was a great performance. I was very nervous in the fight. You know, I was just hoping for the win, and people thought he might break down Rabchenko in sort of 8, 9, 10 rounds, but devastating punch power, great combinations and a real statement.
Boxing at super welterweight, in terms of the world champions out there, what fights could be out there to make?
Very difficult. You know, some great fighters. Obviously, Lara's unifying against Hurd. Jamel Charlo's WBC champion. He's a good fighter. Saddam Ali looks like he's fighting Liam Smith. So we've made a statement tonight, and I think, although people talk about there aren't the big names in the division, I think Kell Brook has sort of positioned himself as one of those big names. So he's a big fish in a small pond now, I see.
Kell's made a statement tonight. We're looking for Amir Khan to make a statement against Phil Greco on the 21st of April. Is there an element that Kell really wants the fight more than Amir does?
I think they both want the biggest fights possible, and for me that's probably the biggest one for the pair of them. But you know, tonight was about Kell making his statement, and then Amir goes on April 21st. Hopefully he can do the same.
Great atmosphere here tonight. Great undercard. Still shows that Sheffield's a great hotbed of boxing.
Yeah, we had a great night at Bramall Lane, and it's been a long time since we've been at the arena, but it's a great arena, some great fights, and they really came out to support Kell Brook tonight, and we really thank them.
And some good undercard wins as well.
Yeah, big win for Gavin McDonald. Dave Allen was obviously a gutting result. Big win for Atif Shafiq. Big win for Kid Galahad as well, and yeah, it was a great night of boxing.
Finally, Eddie, when could we be back in Sheffield?
Maybe in June, July. Maybe. I mean, we need to get Kell Brook out again, so we may come back here. But watch your space on that one.
Dom, you said on Thursday there were going to be lots of questions answered about where Kell is at this point in his career, and he answered everything in emphatic fashion.
Well, Rabchenko came out fast, he came out the blocks fast, you know, and you could see Kell looking a little bit uncomfortable, but, you know, a similar thing happened against Kevin Bezier. He came out for the first round and back Kell up, and eventually Kell finished off in the second. We knew, you know, what Rabchenko was about. He sparred him, he was fit, he was game. He looked a bit crude at times, but, you know, he's effective. Kell said, he got some power in them shots, and he goes, I just have to settle myself down. But the shot we were working on, you know, he's got a very tight guard, Rabchenko. He's well schooled, he's got long arms, and it was the uppercut, you know, get through the guard. But throwing that shot, you can get caught, and you know, Kelly he actually just floored off his gloves tonight with that shot. You know, cracking shot. He walked onto it, took his head up in the air, and you know, he looked like he'd been pole-legs. So you know, we've answered the questions. He got clipped with a few shots, Kell, a little bit of reddening around his left eye, and like I say, he wasn't gunshot tonight, and he you know, he did the job.
Yeah, even from the first round he was still looking to plant his feet and command the centre of the ring, and as you say, the uppercut set everything up, but then you've still got to march forward and finish it off. So the uppercut followed by a right, and very clinical.
Yeah, listen, you know, he's exercised the demons, and he's been out of the ring for what, 9 months, you know, so disappointing. And you know, he's very competitive, but you know, we've been on training camps in Fuerteventura, we've had Terry Flanagan out there, they've been doing 70 and 80 mile bike rides chasing each other down. You can see he's still got that competitive edge, you know, he's doing things that he doesn't need to do anymore. You know, he's got enough money to pack up, but it's not about money, it's about other things. You know, so far, you know, we've had some very successful fighters in Sheffield, one being Prince Nazim Ahmed, Harold Graham, and you know, and Kell Brook, you know, he's one of those names. You know, he'd be walking around Sheffield forever, get his plaque on the floor outside the town hall, Kell Brook, and that's what he wants to do. He loves Sheffield, he's a Sheffield boy. And, you know, he wants to be remembered for the good things, not like bowing out on two losses.
Special night in Sheffield, and a couple of other guys from the Ingle gym really on an upward trajectory. Kid Galahad was a favourite against Irving Berry, but again, another emphatic performance and a stunning KO.
Yeah, listen, Barry's been in the gym all the time. He hasn't boxed from, you know, since last year. You know, it's Eddie's, you know, cutting out the driftwood out of his organisation. Kids are boxing each other, and that's what boxing is. It's cutthroat. You know, you can't be getting everybody. When sometimes you've got to put kids together. Tonight he did Gavin McDonald against Gamal Yafai. Good fight. It could have gone either way. It's the young kid coming through against the experienced, you know, fighter, and the experienced fighter paid off in the end. Sure, Gamal will come again, but it's like Barry, like we said it earlier on, he's 28 years old, he needs his chance, because if he becomes world champion, let's say he becomes champion in the next 12 months, he's 29, you know, he's got another 2 years to capitalise on it. You know, Kell became world champion at 28, I think it was. So, you know, he showed what he got. He took his time, he picked his shots, and he did what other guys couldn't do. He finished that guy in two rounds.
And Atif Shafiq, we all know, is a really popular guy. He's always got got a big smile on his face, but he showed some real boxing class in the ring tonight in what was billed before as a 50-50 fight, and he really dominated that against Lee Appleyard.
Just over 2 years ago, he was told he was never going to fight again after he snapped his arm riding down, you know, chasing Kelbrook down a mountain in Fortaventura. And, you know, he's come back from that. He got back in the ring, he got chinned, you know, flash knocked down. It looked like it was all over, but, you know, fair play to him. He got back to the drawing board again, back into the ring. He put the time in. And, you know, he wasn't the favourite tonight. And he finished that guy off like it was the easiest, you know, easiest fight in the world. So he's put himself right back on the map. And to me, you know, it's great that Kell Brook's back on track. We expect Kell to do that. It's great, Kid Galad. But Atif Shafiq tonight, for me, you know, he's a success story. He's done really well. You know, he showed some true grit and determination, and he's pulled it off.
We always talk about boxers with talent, but tonight's also showed what hard work does on top of that talent.
Yeah, you know, listen, everybody grafts it away together. We've got some good quality in the gym. We've got Billy Joe Saunders, we've got Kell, we've got Barry, we've got Jason Quigley. And the thing is, when you're in that kind of mix, you know, you can't help but, like, put the work in. You get motivated, don't you? You're in a high-level environment, and it spurs you on. So, you know, tonight we've had 4 out of 4, and we've had 4 stoppages, haven't we? So it's been a great night in Sheffield for us. But, you know, you can't rest on your laurels. They've put the time in. You know, they've put the time in the gym. We've been away. They've made the sacrifices, and that's what pays off.
So what's the future for Kell? Obviously, you've got to sit down with Eddie and discuss the options. We're looking for him being out in June, but we've got super welterweight champions out there. We've got a certain Mr. Amir Khan who's got to take care of business against Phil LaGreco in April, but, you know, Kell's back in the box seat again.
Well, you know, I think I've got the easy job training Kell Brook. Eddie's got the hard job trying to get him fights, and that's the thing. It's always been, you know, he has been avoided. I don't care what anybody says. I never once heard Danny Garcia or Keith Thurman or any of these guys in America when Kell was welterweight champion calling him out. He had to go up all the way to middleweight to a guy who nobody would box, Golovkin, to get the big fight. So let's just say, you know, I've heard one of the Charlos calling him out today. You know, I'm the most devastating puncher, because he thinks Errol Spence's beat Kell Brook, that he can beat Kell Brook. But, you know, Errol Spence was in a very fortunate position where, you know, there's always a chance when one side of your face is welded strong, it's going to cause a weakness in the other side. You know, now, like I said, he's the Terminator. He's got a plate in both sides, and it's going to take something special to stop him now.
Finally, Dom, Sheffield's proved again tonight it's a real heartland of boxing, with some great boxing in the ring and a great atmosphere.
Yeah, listen, it's been a cracking night. They've turned out, and, you know, it was people probably didn't get excited about Rabchenko, and as with most things, when you've come off 2 back-to-back losses, it gives the opponent confidence, because they think this kid's breakable, he's not invincible anymore. And Kell's actually shown tonight, look, when I'm right, I'm right. And he's, you know, the boxing world will be taking note now that, you know, Kell Brook's back, and he's still back in devastating fashion.
Kell, you said that all the questions would be answered tonight, and you answered them in emphatic fashion.
Absolutely. Got him out in style, kept the fans on the edge of the seat, you know, and we're back to winning with the confidence that I.
Perfect combination.
Perfect combination, I'm back.
And all the big names out there at super welterweight, and Amir Khan, you're ready for them all?
I'm ready for them all. You know, I've made a statement tonight, and I'm gonna keep growing and keep learning and keep winning.
Finally, Kell, special atmosphere tonight, and you thrived on it.
I thrived on it. You know, goose pimples galore. What a buzz that were. You know, you can't get an adrenaline buzz and a feeling like that, and to win like I did and give back to the fans were amazing.
All of the lights onwards and upwards.
Absolutely.